2024 NFL Draft is in the book, and we are joined right now by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, the best football show, featuring daily breakdowns of all the most exciting moments across the league. He's on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Baldy, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today, man. Thanks.
Good morning, guys. Good to be with you. Thank you.
You seem to be pretty bullish on the Steelers draft. So 30,000 feet before we start asking you about the specific guys here, Baldy, what did you like about this draft?
Well, I think they've completed and finished rebuilding this offensive line that needed a lot of work starting 2 years ago. Began last year with Sam Ilo, Broderick Jones, and Darnell Washington. And I think it was completed this year. And that was the most important, I think, project in rebuilding this team and getting them into playoff contention again. And, so I thought that was a priority, and I thought they finished that.
So they got Fautanu in the first round, who will be a tackle. They have Zach Frazier, who will be their center. And then in the fourth round, they got Mason McCormick, who will be a guard and probably competing for that position, but will probably end up being a backup guard. Baldy, from your experience, what was the biggest hurdle from college football to pro football for an offensive lineman?
Pass protection, for sure, and how long you have to actually hold your blocks. Pass protection is always a big jump. You're just going to see much better athletes than what they saw at the college level. And, you're going to have to be able to hold up one-on-one against athletes that are better than you. And so technique, understanding all the different fronts that you're going to see that are different than in college. I mean, you study this college tape, and almost everybody in college plays some level of a 3-3. So if you're a left tackle in college, you're seeing very few real pass rushes. You're seeing teams that are just playing these concepts where they're dropping an outside linebacker and they're just playing pass coverage. And you're not seeing a steady dive to rush. So pass protection is really the biggest hurdle right now. And just seeing just different defensive fronts and just learning an NFL offense where you're, whether it's combo blocks or pulling or trying to block on the perimeter, the game is just so much different in college than it is in the NFL.
Brian Baldinger joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. So Fautanu played left tackle in college, 27 starts there on the best offensive line in college football. You had Broderick Jones come in and play right tackle for the Steelers last year. Would you keep it simple, Baldy? Would you have Broderick Jones stay the right tackle and Fautanu play left tackle, or what would you do there?
I think that's what I would do. I mean, a lot of people thought, I know some teams thought Fautanu could be a Pro Bowl guard, but I think the Steelers are in pretty good shape there right now. But if they wanted to play him at guard, he could be like Zach Martin or Quentin Nelson, go from tackle to guard, probably be a Pro Bowl player there. Some people think he's a little too short to play left tackle. I don't think he does. I think his feet and his punch and his hands and his arms, I think everything will be just fine out there. So they have that ability to do that, to keep Broderick on the right side and keep Troy over there on the left side. And I think that's probably how it will start.
138 tackles in 2023, 6'4", 238 pounds, 4.43 40-yard dash at the NFL Scouting Combine. Peyton Wilson, the middle linebacker out of NC State, give us something that you absolutely love about him. What jumps off the film whenever you break down Peyton Wilson's production in college last year?
I would say that 4.4 speed is real. Like his range and his ability to get from one part of the defense to the other part to make a hit is unparalleled, unmatched in this draft. He fills up the stat sheet. I think he's really, it's one thing to be able to, stop the run and be able to skate and slide and do all the things you got to do a linebacker, but his pass coverage is excellent. He gets his hands on a lot of footballs, had interceptions. There's really nothing that he can't do. I didn't think maybe Adrian Cooper on a great day was his parallel, but I just think he's a very unique player from his size to his range to his speed. And when he gets there, like, he smacks you hard. Like, I don't know. He just looks like he's – like, I know he's had the injuries, and you got to consider that. But if he didn't have some of the injuries that he had – I mean, he started high school with a torn ACL. But if he didn't have the injuries, he was a top 20 pick. And he'd be right up there with how we evaluated Roquan Smith and some of the other top-level inside linebackers.
Brian Baldinger joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Where did you have Zach Frazier ranked among your centers? And do you think he's a guy, I think he's going to have to, but do you think he's a guy that can come in and play at a high level right away?
I think he'll be in the starting center. I expect him to. This guy was a state wrestling champion. He was a 4.0 student. But you just watch him play. Watch him against Penn State. Watch him against some of the bigger schools. He handled himself really well. I expect him to be the starting center for the Steelers next year. That's what they wanted. They wanted that position upgraded. I think they've upgraded it. The fact that they got him with the 51st pick was amazing to me. I had him as a second-ranked center in this draft. You could put Graham Barton there. You could put Jackson Powers Johnson. They all went pretty high. But I thought Zach Frazier was a starting center in this league. We saw two starting centers drafted in similar spots in the second round last year. Joe Tippmann with the Jets and, John Michael Schmitz with the Giants. And I think both those guys basically became starting centers right away for their teams. I think Zach Frazier will as well.
Baldy, do you believe in Arthur Smith's offensive vision? And do you think that'll work out here in Pittsburgh this year? Do you think that the relationship with him and Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, do you think that on-field relationship will be a hit? I mean, you obviously know that Russell Wilson, it didn't work out with Hackett, didn't work out with Sean Payton. Could this be something and a good marriage as we hit the 2024 season running?
I think it can. I think it can be. I think it's going to be the best offensive line by far that he's played behind, probably ever. Once this group really begins to gel and come together, I think that's going to help him. He's always been a guy that wanted to move, that because of his size and his height, he's always had to find the openings in order to make these throws. Roman Wilson might remind him a little bit of Tyler Lockett. One thing I remember about Russell, when DK Metcalf was drafted, people thought he was just pretty much they had him pegged as just a go route guy and a guy that played out in the edge, but we found out he could run every route pretty well. And Russell built pretty instant chemistry with him. They had a lot of success right away with DK Metcalf. And I think Russell will get together with Pickens and Roman and the group right now. And I think he'll start building that timing with them. I expect him to play at a high level this year. I think he got his weight down. I think that was one issue in Denver when he first went there. But I think his weight is under control. I think he's healthy. And I expect him, he threw 26 touchdowns last year with a very limited offense around him. I would expect somewhere around the 30, touchdown mark would be the base for Russell Wilson this year. And last year, they threw, 13 touchdown passes between the three quarterbacks? I expect that to, more than double this year.
Brian Baldinger here with us on the Fan Morning Show, and one of the guys he'll be throwing to you just mentioned there is Roman Wilson. And, what jumps off to me as an internet scout, Baldy, is his toughness, man. I think PFF had him with 67 targets and just one drop. It kind of feels like the theme of this class is toughness.
Well, I think that was a big factor of what they were looking for in all their players. And you can go right through them. And all the way down to Mason McCormick and Logan Lee and the traits and what they look like and how they played and how they sort of jumped off the page with their level of toughness. I think it was a priority that if you're going to try to win, which is still the best in football, you've got to have those qualities. You've got to have those traits. And there's just no place for immaturity. There's no place for guys that, come off the field because something happened or they got dinged. I mean, this is something that they were trying to build, just a toughness fiber that they want to run right through that organization. I thought they drafted a good class of those kind of players.
How do the Steelers compare right now, roster-wise, with the teams they're fighting with in the AFC North?
Well, you know, last year a big part was I didn't think to start the season the offense line was up to par with what Baltimore had. They didn't run the ball. They got better as the season went on. You saw the difference that Seumalo made, that Broderick made at right tackle. The offense line has to play at a high level, and the quarterback has to play better. I mean, the quarterback play wasn't good enough last year, nor the year before, and so that's what they got to get. I think everything else is in place right now to compete with Pittsburgh and Cincinnati and Cleveland. I think the quarterback play has to get better, and Russell has to provide that, and I think around him it has improved. So if the quarterback play gets better, there's no reason why they can't play with the other teams in that division.
Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Baldy, appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
All right. Take care. Brian Baldinger. And you can listen to his podcast, The Best Football Show with Brian Baldinger, on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Holy cow, he's high on the Steelers, man.
Yes, he is.
He thinks Russell Wilson's going to throw at least 30 touchdowns this year. At least.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to break it all down when we come back. I do want to get into the division talk a little bit later on in the hour, Doran, because I've seen the odds now that came out post-draft, and I want to know what you make of them. But we're going to react to Brian Baldinger coming up next. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
I would expect somewhere around the 30, you know, touchdown mark would be the base for Russell Wilson this year. And last year, they threw, what, 13 touchdown passes between the three quarterbacks? I expect that to, you know, more than double this year.
Holy cow! That's Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, who joined us in the last segment. And you tell me, Doran, Baldy doesn't seem like a guy that's going to come on to a local radio station and pander.
No.
I think he's just telling it like he sees it. He watches a ton of film. Who am I to doubt him? He says he's got Russell Wilson throwing at minimum 30 touchdowns this year. Well, now I'm going to doubt him. I can't get there. I can't spend all day long talking about how they need to trade for another wide receiver, whether it's a one or two guy. And then say Russ Wilson's going to throw for 30 touchdowns with this receiving core. I can't get there.
What if they trade somebody for somebody?
Then I think I could get there.
You could get there.
Right? I mean, how can't you? You've got a good offensive coordinator, and I keep bringing this point up. I think it bears repeating. I don't know that Arthur Smith did a good job with his offenses in Atlanta, but he did a great job with his offenses before that when he was solely the offensive coordinator. That's why he got hired as a head coach in Atlanta. So I think he is a good offensive coordinator. If they add another receiver, Russell Wilson threw 26 last year. You're going to have a good play action game. You should have a good offensive line. I can get there if you add one more dude.
Mm-hmm.
If not, though, I'm not seeing it. But I was intrigued by the why from him. He compared Roman Wilson to Tyler Lockett, and then he compared George Pickens kind of to DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about if you get Cortland Sutton, he was his guy last year, he threw 10 touchdowns to him. He looks at him as Tyler Lockett, Roman Wilson, and he looks at George Pickens as kind of a facsimile of DK Metcalf. If he throws 30 touchdowns, I do think they can win the division. Absolutely they can.
I think just with him being behind, and what also Baldy said, this will be his best offensive line ever, maybe, that he plays behind. I think that with an aging quarterback that can still sling
crazy.
It. Yeah, which is crazy. He can still sling it. I think that if he has protection, he's going to be even better. I think that's very obvious. So 30 touchdowns.
30!
You do need somebody else. You might need somebody else and some.
Really? For 30? I mean, I don't know that 30 is the most important number. Like, how many touchdowns he throws is the be-all, end-all. I don't think that that's the only way you tell the story of a quarterback. I don't want him throwing a bunch of interceptions. I don't want him taking a bunch of poorly timed sacks, which is something that has happened to him in his career. I will nitpick Baldy a little bit because one of his other answers actually concerns me a little bit about Russell Wilson. You asked him what the hardest transition is from the NFL or from college football to the NFL, and he said pass protection, because you got to hold your blocks longer, and you got to hold your blocks longer against better people. Well, Russell Wilson, you're going to have to hold it for even longer for that guy, because he loves to hold onto the ball and look to take the deep shot down the field. So just a little devil's advocate based on what Baldy already told us, that these offensive linemen, it's going to take time for them to get comfortable in their pass sets. Well, Russell Wilson runs around like a chicken with his head cut off.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is that.
Maybe that'll change a little bit, though. Because the longer you hold on to the ball, the more susceptible you are to get punished. And yep. I don't think he feels like getting punished as much anymore.
He also said that Russ lost weight. He thought he was a little too big in Denver, which I hadn't heard. Maybe I missed that. He looks lean now when he's working out in sunglasses and Steelers garb.
Yeah.
I do see why his teammates maybe didn't love him. It's like everything's for show. He does. He loves himself. But then again, he took out Spencer Anderson with Troy Polamalu and with his beautiful wife, Ciara. I mean, the stars were there. The stars were out. It's Brett Kiesel. It's all the big timers. And then Spencer Anderson. So maybe he's endeared himself to his teammates that way. Baldy also talked about Peyton Wilson, not Russell Wilson. Peyton Wilson, the inside backer the Steelers took in the third round. He said if not for the medicals, he thinks he's a similar prospect to Roquan Smith, which made me go from 6 to midnight because Roquan Smith had a ton of success with Patrick Queen, and now you're going to potentially, I don't know how early, but you're going to be pairing Peyton Wilson with Patrick Queen.
His injuries were just the no ACL thing?
He got hurt in high school, and then now he got an ACL. And like, here's what I can't make.
I can't believe that teams pass him up to the third round. I really can't. Like, I'm really trying to think. There had to have been something else, but I guess there's not.
I think the concern is, from what I've read, what I've heard, is he going to be a two-contract guy? Or are you only going to be able to get 4 years out of him at a high level? I don't know. You look at the last two seasons.
That's what I'm saying.
The production's there, but so was the durability. Like, we talked to Tony Gibson, his defensive coordinator, yesterday. He said, yeah, he lined up, played 23 games for us the last 2 years. Right. Like, 3 years ago, yeah, what did he play? Two games. Since then, he comes back from another injury, and he's running 23 miles an hour against Notre Dame. When you watch him on tape, he doesn't look like a guy who's even playing like he's trying to prevent an injury.
Like, Sean Lee, didn't he tear his knee up and still went in the second round the next year?
Sean Lee worries me because, well, Sean Lee had a ton of injuries even in the NFL.
But he still went higher than Peyton Wilson is what I'm saying.
And he had
injuries in college.
Yeah.
And you're not even comparing him to Sean Lee. You're comparing him to Roquan Smith. Like, I can't believe that teams passed up on him.
So you had Baldy talking about Wilson and how good he could be. He compares him to Roquan Smith. Meanwhile, on Up and Adams with Kay Adams, Luke Kuechly talked about Peyton Wilson.
There's a guy that I loved watching for a long time up at NC State, Peyton Wilson.
Okay.
He ran extremely well. He was in the 4.4s, and he's been super productive, and he plays really hard.
I feel like he gets comps to you, which is crazy. Look at this.
There we go.
They did this on NFL Network.
I hate
player comps, by the way.
He's taller than me, and he's faster than me, and he's going to be in the NFL. So I'm jealous of those guys.
Oh, my God. So I've got the side-by-side tail of the tape here, Doran. Luke Kuechly and Peyton Wilson. And I don't want to make this guy out to be a Hall of Famer, but as a prospect, I mean, how can you not be salivating? So Peyton Wilson is 6'3 and 7/8". Luke Kuechly, 6'3 and 1/4". Okay, similar. Kuechly was bigger at 242. Peyton Wilson, 233. Peyton Wilson ran an official 4.44 40-yard dash. And actually, if it's possible, it looks like he plays faster than that.
It does.
And then Luke Kuechly ran a 4.58. 10-yard split for Peyton Wilson. 1.53, 1.57 for Luke Kuechly.
You know what my 10-yard split was?
Tell me.
1.53.
And you were the fastest tight end in NFL history at the Combine. I mean, that shows your quicks and change of direction, right? Is that
explosion.
What that's about? Explosion.
Yeah, it's the first 10 yards.
Okay.
How you get out quick. Yeah. That's what you want to look at for a linebacker, though. How fast does he put his foot in the ground and get downhill whenever he does recognize it's run? How fast can he put his foot in the ground and drop into coverage? How fast can he, you can't ignore that.
I thought the Steelers were at their most vulnerable last year when their inside backers just went to hell in a handbasket. Everybody got hurt. I thought they did a good job with all three of the guys that they acquired, but they didn't stay healthy. Landon Roberts was battling through injury at the end of the year. I think he's a good player. Think about your room, though, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Queen, apparently the second coming of Roquan Smith mixed with Luke Kuechly, Landon Roberts, and then Cole Holcomb at some point during the year will come back and help you. Like, that was the Achilles heel for them. I think they got better at safety by adding Deshaun Elliott next to Minkah Fitzpatrick. Like, corner is still, no doubt about it, a significant worry, but if you think you're really good everywhere else, like, you can mask over that a little bit. You can. Like, Joey Porter Jr., you go take that guy, and you're going to live with the matchup on the other side. But now you start thinking about tight ends in the middle of the field with Roquan Smith and Peyton Wilson.
Patrick Queen.
I mean,
you said Roquan.
Oh.
Wrong.
All right, I got one in today. For a draft where the Steelers took one of my all-time favorite West Virginia Mountaineers, where they did exactly what I wanted them to do in round one, taking a tackle, that I would say that Peyton Wilson's my favorite draft pick just tells you how excited I am about this guy.
You keep looking at the screen. Are you just watching yourself talk? Like, yeah. Why do you keep looking over there?
Are you looking
at me or are you looking at yourself?
No, I look at me. I can't. When you do a Zoom call, do you look at yourself or do you look at the other person?
The other person.
I always look at me. I don't know why. Maybe it's a self-conscious thing. I'm doing it now.
Yeah, you keep doing it.
It's because I can see it out of the corner of my eye. It's driving me crazy. We have it in here so when we do these web video calls with our guests, we can have them in real time.
Does it freak you out whenever you do WPXI Final Word and you see yourself?
It's probably better that I can't look at myself then. No, you just see the prompter.
You see yourself.
Oh.
There's a screen below it.
Oh, no, they told me not to look at it.
Right.
You got to look straight into the camera.
They told you not to look at it because you look at yourself.
Yeah. I went to a grad party this weekend for my wife's cousin, Pitt cheerleader. She just graduated. She's going to Chatham. Congratulations to her on all her success. And my brother-in-law looked at me, and he said, "You look the same as you did 5 years ago." I said, "Oh, thank you very much, except you look terrible.
Like, what?
You look like you're supposed to look, but it looks like you've aged 10 years in those 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Two kids in a morning show will do that to you, I think.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Let's take some calls coming up next. People want to chime in because now we were high on the draft class yesterday. We were getting there on the Steelers. And then you talk to Brian Baldinger, a guy who's looking and evaluating at the entire NFL. And he says, "Oh, yeah, the Steelers hit this draft out of the park." We'll talk more about that with you coming up next at 412-928-9370. And the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Which wide receiver do you want to see the Steelers target via trade? Get nervous, Doran.
For what?
Throwing out the first pitch tonight before the backyard basket brawl between
baseball.
Pitt and West Virginia are playing ball at PNC Park tonight, and the two of us are throwing out a first pitch somehow.
Why? Well, I thought you're throwing it.
I don't know who's throwing it. They haven't given us details on that. We just asked PJ. He doesn't know.
But why would I be nervous?
It's a big deal. You don't want to look like a fool. A fool, I tell you, on the mound. You don't want to be, who was it? Was it P. Diddy?
50 Cent.
It was 50 Cent.
One of them brothers, huh?
Was it Kanye? Jay-Z? I know it wasn't Eminem. I know that.
Who was it? P. Diddy?
I think the mayor of Cincinnati had a bad first pitch, too. My idol in terms of, get politics out of it, but the greatest first pitch of all time was George W. Bush. Right after 9/11, goes out there, he thinks he could get snipered, and he just, bang, right down the middle. He said, "Hey, terrorists, we're going to kick your ass." Bang, strike three. I got to warm up a little bit. We're still reacting and kind of reeling from Brian Baldinger's call with us at the top of the hour, our Odyssey NFL insider. No one digests more tape than Brian Baldinger. He thinks that Russell Wilson's going to throw 30 touchdowns this year, at least, he said, at least 30 touchdowns. He compared Steelers inside linebacker, third-round pick, 98th overall, Peyton Wilson to Roquan Smith. He said if not for the injury concerns, he would have been that level of a prospect. And then he also said, which we didn't get to, he put Troy Faltanu at left tackle and keep Broderick Jones at right. So a lot of good stuff out of Brian Baldinger, and we've reacted. We want you to react at 412-928-9370. Jersey Bill next up. Hey, Jersey Bill.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, man. Can you turn your radio down just a smidge?
Yep, you got it.
All right, what do you got for us, buddy?
If we're going to be all in, I think the guy they need to go get is Sutton. And if you got to pay a one-up to get
Cortland
him,
at
get
wide receiver?
That's Russ's comfort blanket.
Yeah.
And the one thing I'm going to agree with Doran on, I think we need two receivers. And the other place I would look at, go down to Houston and go look at Michi. That guy's stuck on the depth chart. And if you looked at his college tape a couple years ago, he had the, you know, the bad illness and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guy we might be able to get cheap. And that dude, when he's healthy, is pretty darn good. And I'll listen to your comments.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Jersey Bill. I don't mind the Mechie idea one bit. I mean, you would think it wouldn't cost you a whole heck of a lot. This is a guy with pedigree. I have seen other people throw his name out there. He hasn't proven it in the NFL. He did have the illness. I would swing for the fences at all those big guys. I mean, I think that's what Omar Khan is planning on doing. That's why he creates the $7 million in cap space by restructuring Highsmith's deal. But if you can't get something done for one of the big dudes, I think you could do a lot worse than John Mechie III.
Yeah, but what is he?
I don't think he's even come close to achieving what, you know, he was projected as achieving. And I think the circumstance had a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
But now they got Tank Dell. They got
Stephon Diggs.
I mean, jeez Louise, who had a great year last mm-hmm. season. I mean, yeah, he's what, fourth on their depth chart. Yeah, that's a call I would make if I struck out on Sutton, if I struck out on Ayuk, if I struck out on Deebo Samuel. But I would take him over any of the free agent guys. Like, Odell Beckham Jr. doesn't do anything for me. And really, there's nobody else. 412-928-9370. Do you agree with Baldy putting Faltanu at left and keeping Broderick at right?
I honestly, my opinion of that is very, very surface level because I feel like either way, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
So I really don't even put too much thought into who's going to be left, who's going to be right. Is it Broderick? Is it going to be Faltanu? Like, I feel like either way, either combination is going to be fine. Like, so, like, that's literally where I'm at. Like, I wouldn't even put too much thought into that. As long as they're both on the field at the same time in, what, 2 weeks, whenever OTA start.
Unbelievable that that's happening, by the way. That like we're already two, three weeks,
right?
OTA land, yeah.
As long as they're on the field at the same time. As long as Faltanu, as long as Dan Moore Jr. isn't the first tackle that runs to the inside run drill, then I'm fine.
I wonder if they're going to do the stupid thing where Herbig is going to be the first center that snaps the football just to say this guy's got to earn it, and Zach Frazier. Zach Frazier is going to walk out there, and he's immediately going to be by far the best center that they have. Like, immediately. I hope they don't do the ceremonial BS.
Yeah, don't waste time.
Yeah, just put him in there. Let's go. And I would start two rookies on the offensive line this year. You know, Caboli got a bunch of hate. Did you see this yesterday? So I tweeted out what Caboli told us, where Caboli said, I see at least two of these guys starting right away. And he was talking about Faltanu, and he was talking about Zach Frazier, and everyone's hitting him and going, oh, thanks, Captain Obvious. Wow, why do they even have you on with that kind of insight? Like, do people forget that Broderick Jones did not start right away last year? Now, I know Broderick was much more of a raw prospect than either of these two guys. Believe me, I get that, but Kendrick Green started right away. Broderick Jones doesn't. Something there doesn't compute with me. Like, I'm not 100% sure that they're going to start Faltanu.
Really?
Really. I'm not. Like, they believed in Dan Moore Jr. enough that I think, you know, well, he started the last 2 years and he's been no good. I could see them believing him enough to give him a few games and bringing Faltanu on slowly the way they did Broderick. And I think that's absolutely the wrong call. Clearly, they don't believe in him so much that they avoided tackle. They still did draft his eventual replacement. But I don't know. I hear what Mark's saying. I would like to believe he's right. I think it's what they should do. But I don't know that they're going to.
Because
they didn't even. Joey Porter Jr. wasn't a project. Like, Joey Porter Jr. played a ton of football at Penn State. And they brought him along slowly, too. So enough of your Mark Caboli hate. You know what? All those people who are giving Caboli hate, that's your social media biggest loser. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. We're going to continue breaking down what Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger had to say to us earlier on in the hour. Next,
I would expect somewhere around the 30, you know, touchdown mark would be the base for Russell Wilson this year. And last year, they threw, what, 13 touchdown passes between the three quarterbacks? I expect that to, you know, more than double this year.
Unbelievable prediction from Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider. He joined us at 8 o'clock. Says Russell Wilson's going to throw at minimum 30 touchdowns this year. If he does that, how many games the Steelers going to win? We'll talk about that coming up at 9 o'clock. We're answering the call. 93.7 The Fan will host the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon to benefit local volunteer fire departments. We will all broadcast live for over 26 hours as we raise funds to help these volunteers who serve and sacrifice for us. Go to 93.7 The Fan for details on the event and to register your local VFD. The Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union and brought to you by 1-800-BOARDUP and Hampton Beer Outlet. So that's approaching. We're really excited about that. We were talking off air about maybe a 13-9 round table.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't something that I'm all that interested in, but I do think Pitt fans would be interested in that.
But you're not interested in it, but it's your idea.
I was hoping you wouldn't say it was my idea.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to do that to my own people. But I think if you and Bostic and maybe Wani joins on the phone, or maybe he's in the area, he comes by, and Scott McKillop, you could tell some stories, and I could, well, that would be the couple of hours where I could go to sleep.
Oh.
But I do think Pitt fans would be interested in something like that.
Yeah, they would. Be fun.
Steelers fans seem excited about what Brian Baldinger had to say. We're getting blown up on the text line here. He seems very bullish on the Steelers. We'll tell you what the odds are to win the AFC North coming up at 9 o'clock and whether or not we agree with those. But right now we talked to Dante in the car. Hi, Dante.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, you were talking about Omar Khan and the moves he made, if you like him or not. Sometimes he does stuff, and I keep thinking to myself, I wouldn't have done that. And then I realize, who the heck am I? I'm stupid, oh. And he's making moves that are amazing, like left and right. They look beautiful afterwards. He should be on the back of Steeler money that says, in Khan we trust.
Thank you, Dante. I'm trying to think if there's a move that I dislike that Omar Khan has made.
There's one that I'm disliking right now. He has a way to fix it.
Deontay trade?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had no problem moving Deontay off this roster,
right.
but you're right. They created a hole that they didn't otherwise have.
Mm-hmm.
And as it stands now, I would rather have Deontay Johnson than the corner they traded him for.
Yes.
Now, even though I know everything he's done on the field and some of the off-the-field locker room concerns, you know, what happens between the white lines is the most important thing. And right now, Roman Wilson profiles as your number two receiver. And I like that pick. I just don't think he can be that guy.
Think about if they had the draft and they had Deontay Johnson. Mm-hmm. Think about if they had Roman Wilson and Deontay Johnson. You're thinking like, okay.
Now you're thinking 30 touchdowns for Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Van Jefferson as a four. I mean, Quez Watkins as a five.
And are we convinced that Stephon Gilmore even now isn't a better player than Dante Jackson? Like, I would rather have Cam Sutton than Dante Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you would have him and his off-the-field concerns, and you'd have Deontay Johnson and his locker room concerns, but talent's talent, man. And I do think they drafted a bunch of guys that might be able to, you know, I don't know if you come in and you're a leader as a rookie right away, but the guys that they brought in this offseason and the guys they brought in through the draft all seem like they're gonna be in line. Like, they're gonna be in lockstep with everything the veterans are selling to them, you
mm-hmm,
know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that's one. I'm sure I could think of another one if I go back to last offseason. Larry Ogunjobi ain't doing it for me. There you go. Paying him again. But apart from that, Omar Khan's hitting homers, man. Or at least doubles off the wall over and over and over again. Where's that have the Steelers in the AFC North pecking order right now? We'll tell you coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan was brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Not only will we get you up to speed on where the Steelers stand in the AFC North according to Vegas, we'll also tell you what Brian McFadden said yesterday and what we expect to come of that. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet, sunchevy.com. Today, high 72.